Chapter 6. Clara's Grandmama. Clara's father came home a few days later. Mr. Zezerman had been away from Frankfurt on business. Immediately, he went to the study. As he greeted Clara and kissed her, he saw Heidi standing in the corner of the room. "Ah, this is the little girl from Switzerland," he said. "Come and shake hands with me. Have you and Clara become good friends?"
"Oh, yes," said Heidi. "Clara is always kind to me."
Later, Miss Rottenmeier spoke to Mr. Zezerman about Heidi. "I'm worried about the Swiss girl," she said. "I think that Clara likes her," said Mr. Zezerman. "Yes," said Miss Rottenmeier, "but the child brings strange animals and people here. This isn't good for Miss Clara." Mr. Zezerman went back to the study. He wanted to talk to Clara about Heidi, so he turned to the little girl and spoke kindly to her. "Heidi," he said, "please will you go and fetch me a glass of fresh cold water?" Heidi went out, and Mr. Zezerman started to ask Clara questions. Clara told him about the kittens and the rolls. Mr. Zezerman thought that these stories were very funny. "Clara, do you want me to send Heidi home?" he asked.
"Oh, no, Papa," said Clara. "Since Heidi has come here, funny things happen every day."
After many minutes, Heidi came back into the room. She was carrying a glass of water. "Is the water cold?" asked Mr. Zezerman.
"Oh, yes," said Heidi. "It's from a fountain in the street. I had to walk a long way to find the fountain, and I met a gentleman with white hair there."
"Who asked you to fetch the water?" he asked me.
"Mr. Zezerman," I replied. Then the gentleman laughed and said, "Please give Mr. Zezerman my best wishes."
"What did this gentleman look like?" asked Mr. Zezerman.
"He had a nice smile," replied Heidi, "and he had a stick with a handle in the shape of a horse's head."
"That's Dr. Klassen," said Clara and her father together. The doctor and Mr. Zezerman were good friends. That evening, Mr. Zezerman talked to Miss Rottenmeier. "Heidi's going to stay here," he said. "Clara likes her very much. And soon my mother is coming here for a visit. She'll help you with Heidi." Mr. Zezerman stayed for 2 weeks. Then he had to go to Paris on business. The next day, a letter came from Mr. Zezerman's mother.
"Grandmama is coming tomorrow," cried Clara happily.
She loved her grandmother very much. The next day, Mrs. Zezerman arrived. While Clara talked to her grandmother, Heidi waited in her room. After about half an hour, Tinette came to fetch Heidi. She took her downstairs to the study.
"Come here, my dear," said Mrs. Zezerman when she saw Heidi. Her voice was kind and friendly.
Heidi loved Mrs. Zezerman at once. She had pretty white hair and wore a cap made of lace.
"What's your name?" asked Mrs. Zezerman.
"Heidi. But people here call me Adelheid."
"Then I shall call you Heidi too," said Mrs. Zezerman. "You may call me Grandmama."
The next afternoon, Clara went to her room to rest, and Mrs. Zezerman called Heidi. She showed Heidi a big book with beautiful pictures. At first, Heidi looked at the pictures happily, but then suddenly she started to cry. There was one picture of a green field with animals. Light from the setting sun shone on the field. "Perhaps Heidi thinks about her home when she looks at this picture," thought Mrs. Zezerman. "Perhaps that is why she feels sad."
"Don't cry, child," said Mrs. Zezerman kindly. "I know a lovely story about this picture. But tell me, what have you learnt in your lessons?"
"Nothing, Grandmama," said Heidi. "I can't read. It's too difficult."
"Heidi," said Mrs. Zezerman, If you can learn to read, you can have this book. Heidi knew that she could not go home. She had to stay in Frankfurt. But every day, she felt more and more homesick. She missed Grandfather and her life on the mountains. She could not eat or sleep, and her face became pale. But Heidi did not want to tell the Zezermans that she was homesick.
Grandmama and Clara have been very kind to me, she thought. If they know that I'm unhappy, they'll be angry.
But Mrs. Zezerman could see that Heidi was sad.
What's wrong, Heidi? She asked. Why are you unhappy?
I can't tell you, said Heidi sadly. I can't tell anyone.
Heidi, said Grandmama, if you have a problem or feel sad, you can ask God to help you.
So Heidi told God all about her problems.
Please, God, she prayed, let me go home to my grandfather.
One morning, about a week later, Mr. Usher spoke to Mrs. Zezerman. Something wonderful has happened, said the teacher. Heidi has learnt to read. That evening, Mrs. Zezerman gave Heidi the book with the picture of the green fields and the animals. This book is yours now, Heidi, she said. From that time, Heidi liked reading very much. She sat with Mrs. Zezerman every afternoon. She loved reading the stories aloud.